Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Nice lead. First pitch. C.J. Rodriguez rockets this out to left field. Newell is watching it go. It's out of here. The first one this year for C.J. Rodriguez. And the Lugnuts have jumped on the Loons with their first home run of the series. 5-0 in the seventh. 395 feet for C.J. Rodriguez.
And the Lugnuts went on to defeat this Great Lakes Loons team by the final score yesterday of 8-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Welcome in. Today is game number 5 in a 6-game series between the Lugnuts and the Loons from Midland and Dow Diamond. And the Lugnuts have taken the last two after dropping the first two. Adam, it begins with the power of C.J. Rodriguez, but that was all part of a 14-hit attack.
It was awesome. The most hits that the Loons have given up this year to any team, and they won the first half comfortably, and Lansing has put the pressure on them in the hit column yesterday, second game of the doubleheader a couple of days ago, and here we are, 4 games into this series, and the Lugnuts have tied up the series at 2 and have a chance to take a lead in this series and win their third straight today, but that wouldn't be possible without the great hitting that we saw in the last two games, and then great pitching, bookend pitching yesterday. An excellent start from Jacob Waters, who went 5 innings, gave up just 2 walks with 5 strikeouts, no home runs, and then Stevie Emmanuel shut down for the last 2 innings. Lansing's bullpen has been the better bullpen the last couple of games in this series, and it's paid dividends.
Let's begin with the hitters there for today. As we look over the Lugnut starting lineup, we see Max Muncy, Caden Trenkel, Daniel Susak in the starting nine. That's not always the case for Sunday, but that's because Sundays are usually series finales. Today is not a finale.
Yeah, that's right. Usually Max Muncy, Daniel Susak have the day off, but we started this series on Wednesday after 2 off days on Monday, Tuesday last week, so that we would have games on both the third and the fourth, so the series finale is tomorrow. So the penultimate game of this series today, and you get the traditional guys at the top that have been producing, but also, as you heard coming in, C.J. Rodriguez, excellent game yesterday. Danny Bautista was great. Jack Winkler was able to get aboard a couple of times. So there's been some depth to this lineup in the last couple of games for Lansing.
On the other side, there's the pitching. And that's what Lansing received yesterday. Great starting pitching, great pitching at the end to go along with that 14-hit, 8-run attack. Today's starting pitcher is Yoelvis Del Rosario. And though Del Rosario has had his great moments, including on opening day here against Great Lakes, couple of times out, things have been more difficult for him.
He really struggled in the month of June, Jesse. His ERA was up, his walks were up, so here's a fresh start, right? You said it. We saw some stuff in April, and even in May, he's flashed some good moments. If he can hit the zone and locate his pitches, he's a tough guy to face, as noted in that first performance way back in April against Great Lakes, where he went 4 2/3 with 4 strikeouts and no runs. The Lugnuts have not won a game when he's pitched in the last 6 outings. You got to go all the way back to May 21st, the last time that he pitched, they won a game. Hopefully, new month, new time for him to start dominating and get them back in the win column today.
Let's talk about the starting lineups now. Let's begin with the Lugnuts with Yoelvis Del Rosario on the mound. Max Muncy leads off and plays shortstop. Batting second, the center fielder Caden Trenkel. Heading third, catcher Daniel Susak. Batting fourth at first base, Danny Bautista Jr. Heading fifth in right field, it's Junior Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Heading seventh, DHing, the home run hitter from yesterday, C.J. Rodriguez. Left fielder Clark Elliott bats eighth, and batting ninth, the second baseman A. Rebiel Angeles. That's Muncy Trenkel Susak, Batista Jr., Perez Winkler, Rodriguez Elliott, and Angeles. And Adam, name your spotlight lug nut.
Cannon Trenkel. Oh, I was just ruminating. I'm coming up with the thoughts. Cannon Trenkel's my guy today, Jess. He gets on base, fresh off the IL. He's already contributed. Lugnuts have been able to steal bases against the Loons, and he gets on, he can swipe bags, and he plays pretty good defense as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Now on the other side now for the Great Lakes Loons. Their shortstop, Taylor Young, will lead off. Batting second, the catcher, Dalton Rushing. Heading third in left field, it's Damon Keith. The cleanup hitter is the second baseman, Yainer Fernandez, who at times this year they have played at catcher. The third baseman, Luis Diaz, hits fifth. Batting sixth at first base, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Chris Newell DHs in bat seventh. Batting eighth, it's Bubba Alin in right field. Batting ninth in center field, Jake Vogel. He has had that spot throughout this series. Your spotlight, Loon.
You know, I know today in the crowd, in particular, there are lots of fans, maybe just one fan, that is a big Dalton Rushing fan, and with good reason. 8 home runs this year, Jesse, and he's a tough guy behind the plate, too, so I'm going to go with Dalton Rushing as that spotlight hitter.
Number 4 prospect in the L.A. Dodgers organization, a prospect-rich organization.
And great catching in their organization, much like the A's. They know how important that position is.
We talked about the starting pitcher for the Lugnuts, Yoavis Del Rosario. Adam, how about Yonel Choi, who's starting for the Loons?
Yeah, he's had some up-and-down moments. Most recently gave up a couple of runs in that outing at West Michigan. But a couple outings ago, he went 4 innings and gave up no runs with 3 strikeouts against Wisconsin. So another tough challenge today. Fastball, slider, change, and curve guy from Korea.
Down to the field we go.
No, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, who
sung down there on the field as we are ready for baseball Sunday afternoon style, just a couple of days into the month of July and just a couple of days away from Independence Day. It is July 2nd, 2023. It is game number 73 for your Lansing Lugnuts, 34-38, now 3-4 in the second half after 2 straight wins, while the Great Lakes Loons, the winners in the first half, Eastern Division at 48-24. 3-4 in the second half, 21-15 home record in their 73rd game. The Lugnuts trying to win 3 straight after they had lost 4 straight and have a chance to win the series potentially tomorrow if they can win today. We'll find out. They've been able to hit it well and pitch it well. And, oh, yeah, they play pretty good defense as well. Let's toss it to the man who'll call the game, the voice of the Nuts since 2009, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I encourage you to follow Adam Jackson via social media. at Adam Jacks, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A, the man who's air guitaring his way into this Sunday with the Lugnuts looking for a third straight win at Great Lakes, the same way that they opened up the season. And how did they do that? They won on Friday, they won on Saturday, they won on Sunday. Can they equal the feat here today against these Loons? Great Lakes is wearing their home whites with the bright red caps and the red brims. And on the other side, the Lugnuts have gone to the black jersey shirts, paired up with the black caps with the black bills and the silver Luggy, the Lugnut, on the front, the road gray pants, and the black piping down the sides. Max Muncy, Caden Schrenkel, and Daniel Susak to get things going against Yun Il-Choi.
Yeah, this guy's been pretty good, Jesse. Smaller sample size from him, only 21 innings pitched so far with the Loons, but ERA sits at 2.5, 13 strikeouts, just 4 walks for the righty.
Here we go. Time is 1:09 p.m. Righty, righty. The first pitch to Max Muncy. Kick the toss. Takes. Strike called on the outside corner from the home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way. Email address for the broadcast booth, by the way, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. Strike one toss to Muncy. A ground ball pulled foul left side. Adam, I would argue that yesterday's tone was set by Muncy's leadoff double.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked so much about Lansing only having one extra base hit coming into yesterday's game, and he got one in the first couple pitches.
Finished 3-for-5. This is an 0-2, and Muncy fouls it away to the right side, all the while he lost his bet, slipped back toward the on-deck hitter Trinkle. Count stays put, no balls, 2 strikes. Currently 78 degrees in Midland, and I would call that pleasant. I see Lou E. Loon to our left wearing the red, white, and blue with the Stars top hat. 4th of July is coming up in 2 days. Choice pitch. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by the catcher rushing. A strikeout opens up this ballgame. 87 miles an hour and up from Yun Il-Choi, attempted Muncy. Choi has not really been, Adam, a strikeout pitcher throughout the course of his early time with the Loons. Now 14 strikeouts through 21 and a third. And it goes to work against Caden Trinkel, Adam's spotlight Lugnut. No score. First pitch. Whacked to deep left field. Back on it to his left and dropping it. The ball dropped in deep left field by Damon Keith. And Caden Trinkel lands at second base. It was in the glove. It popped right back out of the glove. And we'll see if that sets an omen today. The Loons came into play today with 10 errors committed in the season series against the Lugnuts. 5 in April, 5 coming into today. You can add a 6th in this series.
They just have not played good baseball, clean baseball defensively. Lansing, we've talked about it. They don't walk a ton. That's because they put a lot in play, and they're forcing mistakes by doing that. And that was just a miss right there in left field on the E7 from Keith.
Damon Keith commits his 6th error of the year. And the batter now is Daniel Susak. Speedy runner at second, 1 out, no score. The delivery inside nearly struck him. Ball 1. And if you're Yun Il-Choi, you go from 2 outs and nobody on to suddenly you're in trouble. Daniel Susak yesterday, a single, a double, knocked in a run with a double, knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. 6'4", 225-pounder. Takes down and away. Oh, the cat is now 2 balls and 0 strikes. I feel like this has changed up the whole pitching strategy as well to Susak. By the way, the Loons defensively in the outfield, Keith in left, Vogel in center, Alina is in right. At third base, Diaz. At short, Young. Second baseman, Fernandez. And at first, Lockwood Powell. Catcher is rushing. Puts down the signals. Choi says yes. High set. The 2-0. Grabs the outside corner. Called a strike on the fastball at 91. They're expecting a lower crowd today than for the rest of the series, held down by all the folks spending the 4th of July weekend and vacation at their cottage. They've gone up north. The pitch. Line drive caught by the leaping second baseman Fernandez, and back to second base, Trinkel. That ball was lasered at 102, but Fernandez right there with a little bit of a hop, didn't have to get too high in the air, just had to take it in because that ball was sizzling.
Yeah, if he... barrels it a little bit less there. Maybe there's a little bit more loft, and Caden Trinkle scores easily, but he gets punished for hitting it too hard, and it stayed down enough for Fernandez to glove.
Can you imagine telling Daniel Susek, hit it less hard? Here's Danny Bautista Jr., two outs, teammate at second, no score. The pitch finds the inside corner. Strike called from Yonel Choi.
Don't square it up as much next time, yeah. Daniel.
Maybe break your bat and bloop one.
Yep.
If you're Yonel Choi, you expect to be out of this first inning. A strikeout, a fly ball, a line out. The fly was dropped. And now Bautista Jr. hits one out to right field. Aleen backs up, turns around. At the track, reaches down, and he makes that catch just above his knees. That gave him issues, but in the end, it's a scoreless first inning. Adventures for the Loons corner outfielders. Let's go to the bottom half of the first now. The Lugnuts, nothing. The Loons coming up against Elvis Del Rosario.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
An adventurous top of the first inning for the Loons corner outfielders, but Yonel Choi escaped it scorelessly. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning now. The Lugnuts defense is ready. Elliott in left, Trenkel in center, Perez in right. Winkler at third, Muncy at short, Anales at second, Bautista Jr. at first. Susak's the catcher for Yoelvis Del Rosario, taking on Young, Rushing, and Keith. It begins with Taylor Young, right-hander to right-hander. Fastball high at 94, ball one to start him. Del Rosario, fastball, a slider, a change, lets it fly. A bouncing ball hit towards short. Max Muncy waits on it, grabs, throws to first. He got him, and he got him by a lot. He got Taylor Young by, oh, I would say, Adam, 45 feet, considering it's about 90 feet between home plate and first base.
Yeah.
Did Taylor Young just not get out of the batter's box?
I don't know what happened there.
That was a very slow ground ball, so I was expecting that play at first base to be closer.
Clearly something off there from Young, because he can move pretty well.
I hope he's healthy. Well, here's Dalton Rushing. First pitch, smoked out to center field. Caden Trinkel tracks it. He's got room. He's got the catch. It is difficult to hit the ball here in Dow Diamond out if the humidity and the wind is not helping you. Dalton Rushing is at number two. And that's three pitches. What do you got on Del Rosario?
I was just thinking, Jesse, we got to get this guy his first win of the season. I know wins are not everything in a pitcher's line anymore, as they shouldn't be, but he's 0-5 this year. ERA sits just under 5. Let's see if they can get him a win today and go 5 innings at least.
Damon Keith bounces the first pitch down to first base, grabbed by Bautista Jr. to his left, right to his bag. And what do you say to a 4-pitch, 3-out, perfect first inning? That's a good way to start.
I say I like that very much.
All right. Let's see if you like the second inning, because that's where we're going. No score.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring. at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Five, six, seven batters coming up for the Lugnuts for the second inning, no score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, joined by the annoying Adam Jaxa, who is standing right now.
Yeah, that's me.
Yunil Choi back to the hill for the Great Lakes Loons. The Loons, the high A affiliate of the LA Dodgers, coming into play today at 3-4 at 48-24 overall for the year. The Lugnuts, the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's, 3-4, 34-38. Righty, righty. Here's Junior Perez out of the Dominican Republic. And the pitch on its way. He bunts it down toward third. In comes Diaz, gloves it, eats it. Junior was showing bunt from the very second that Yunil Choi started the mechanics home. And still, Luis Diaz waded back, and it's a bunt single to open up the second inning.
That was nice. Real nice. Junior Perez is trying to bet. He's been trying to lay down that bunt single all year long. They got to respect him for his power. First pitch of the second. Love that.
His 69th total base of the year.
Nice.
So Junior's on, and he's a threat to run. 19 steals, only four times caught. The Lugnuts are 8-for-8 in stealing in the series. Here's Jack Winkler, righty to righty. The breaking ball hooks in for called strike one. Winkler is coming off a 2-for-4 game yesterday. A couple of singles, a steal, another run scored. He was robbed on what could have been a third hit by yesterday's third baseman, today's shortstop, Taylor Young. No score, nobody out. At a 0-1 pitch from Choi. Perez running as Winkler gets under it out to left field. Perez is backpedaling. Damon Keith in, called off. Center fielder Vogel the catch. Winkler is out. Perez back to first. One down. So bring up C.J. Rodriguez, who yesterday knocked in three of the Lugnuts' 8 runs, including a 2-run homer that he thumped out to left center. No doubt shots off the reliever Adolfo Ramirez. Came on the first pitch of the plate appearance. What does he have here? Right-hander against right-hander. Choi a high set. The pitch takes the breaking ball low. Ball one. Perez was running on that pitch to Winkler that was flied out. Does he take off once again? Yunil Choi, relatively slow to home plate. High set from the right hander. Long hold, the pitch. Get high in the air out to center field. Now to right center travels Jake Vogel. He's under it. Vogel has another one-hand snag. And again, Perez has to jog back to first base. Two outs. About Yunil Choi, the 6'2", 215-pounder out of Seoul, signed as a free agent 5 years ago. Now, when you're talking about Korean pitchers to see success in Major League Baseball, Adam, I think you can start with Chan-ho Park. You can go to Yunjin Ryu. Both of them were originally signed by the Dodgers. So looking for more success here for the youngster Choi. Clark Elliott bats left. The pitch is away, ball one on the fastball. Choi signed for $300,000. He was signed before he could have been drafted by the Korean baseball organization, KBO. They were expecting him to be a first rounder. Dodgers got there first. Ball one offering to Elliott, batting eight. Line drive, slicing to left. In comes Keith. He puts this one away. And the bunt single by Perez that led off the inning is stranded. Three straight flyouts against Choi. The 1.5. No score between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yainer Fernandez raises the curtain on the bottom of the second inning from Midland. Fernandez, Diaz, Lockwood Powell, 4-5-6, the middle of the Great Lakes Loons lineup. Against the right-hander Yoel Vizdela Rosario, who didn't break a sweat in a scoreless first. Nothing to nothing, righty to righty. Fernandez takes a called strike on the fastball, 95 from Dela Rosario. Pitch number 5. Here's pitch number 6. Down and away. 1-1. Fernandez comes in hitting 272, 15 extra base hits, 4 of them home runs. Upright stance, slightly open, the deal. Swing and a miss. That's high cheddar. Strike 2. Del Rosario, the former Pittsburgh Pirates international signee, picked up by the A's in December, deals. A bouncer to the right of the mound. The second baseman on the lace waits, grabs, flat-footed, wings over to first. And there's at number 1. 4 up and 4 down. And leisurely, too, for the Lugnuts defense. The third baseman, Luis Diaz, now. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the second. Here's the pitch. Off the outside corner with a slider. Ball 1. Diaz started off this series batting up in the order. Second or third. Now here he is batting fifth. He takes a fastball inside. 2-0. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say he's going to be swinging. Diaz does not walk often. Right-hander to right-hander. He takes the fastball high, just not close enough. And Del Rosario has fallen way behind him. 3-0.
Yeah, I don't want to call you out, but the Loons only swing 3-0, Jesse, so he'll be swinging now.
All right. It's happened 3 times in the series. It does not happen a 4th time. A fastball up and inside for ball 4. So Diaz walks for the 11th time in his 51st game. And for Yoel Vizdela Rosario, there's walk number 22. A 1-out base runner brings up Griffin Lockwood Powell.
The bat boy's got a lot to clean up there.
And it's a tiny little bat boy. Righty to righty. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike called. Dotted it at 93. That little bat boy picking up all the Diaz equipment. Luis Diaz is a threat to run at first base. 10 steals, 4 times caught. No score. Del Rosario with the 0-1. Hit high in the air out to left center field. Clark Elliott is tracking it. Way back near the track to make the catch. And back to first base jogs Luis Diaz. Griffin Lockwood Powell has that launch angle swing where he uppercutted that ball, but it ran out of legs in deepest left center. 2 outs. Here's another guy with an uppercut swing, and the left-handed slugging DH, Chris Newell. 5 home runs this year. 2 outs, runner at first, no score on the home second. Righty sets. The pitch. Diaz starts and stops, and it's swung at and missed. Change up for strike one. Newell yesterday, 0 for 4, 0 for 10 in the series. Diaz starts early, then he stops, and the pitch taken a little low, maybe off the outside corner. Luis Diaz looked like he was trying out a new dance move that he wasn't confident with. He took a big step with the right foot, quickly lurched back to his left, started to move again, and then froze. Now here comes a pickoff over, but he's back in time with the right hand.
The old stop and start dance move.
Yeah. You know, someone is driving that way if they're not used to driving with a clutch. Now he goes, and the pitch is up and away on a pitch out. Throw down to second base. The tag right upon him by shortstop Muncie. He's caught for a 5th time. The Lugnuts were ready. Yoelvis Del Rosario high-fives catcher Daniel Susak on his way off the field. He has faced the minimum through 2 scoreless. And we're going to the 3rd. Lugnuts and the Loons, nothing to nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from Dow Diamond as we bring you back. Top of the 3rd up in Midland, Michigan. No score between the Nuts and the Loons on July 2, 2023. Eury Ángeles, the 9-hitter, steps into the box against the righty, Yanil Choi. Pitch popped up left center field. Coming in is Keith from left field over to his left. Gives way to Vogel in center. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. So in a series where we've seen some lengthier games, this one is coasting right along here.
Feel like these two teams have been made aware that there's expected to be perhaps a thunderstorm arriving around 3 or 4.
They've also been made aware tomorrow is not an off day.
That's right. They do have tonight.
Here's Max Muncy from the right side. Choi, the righty, throws. Flies outside. Ball one.
In general, though, this is how the Lugnuts love to hit, right? They love to ambush early, find a pitch to swing at early in that bat, and try to barrel it. It hasn't usually been the Loons' game.
1-0 pitch. Kicked off the netting. I mean, it shows you why the numbers are what they are for the Lugnuts. They don't walk a ton. Last in the league, 215 base on balls, but they don't strike out a ton, just under 600. They like to put the ball in play. 1-1 pitch. And on the hands, jam foul, third base side. 1-2. Max had himself a great game last night in the Lugnuts 8-3, 14-hit victory over the Loons. 3 hits, a double, an RBI single, another single, and a steal. Pitch. Check swing off the net. And it remains 1-2. Muncy has moved up into that top spot, trying to piece a couple of different guys there when Caden Trinkle went on the IL, and now he's settled in as the regular guy at the top. The pitch home. Hit hard out to center field. Backing up is Vogel. Still going to the track. Now backpedaling just in front of it. Makes the catch. And there's two outs. Well, the ball has not flied all the way out yet today, but once again, humidity sitting up around 70%, so you'd expect that ball to be sailing and potentially get a couple home runs, especially in the daytime today. Sun is out, hot and sticky Sunday afternoon. Two outs, base is clear, no score, top three. Here's the lefty, Caden Trenkel. Joy kicks and throws. Down low, 1-0.
Last couple of days, too, the lawn has been packed out beyond the outfield wall. Not today, so if you choose the right spot to picnic, you could get yourself a souvenir.
Yeah, or if you're super speedy from somewhere else, you could get yourself a souvenir if you get out there in time. 1-0 pitch. That's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes.
Here's a sneaky spot for a rally, Adam, because I love the swings by Susak and Batista Jr. in the first inning. Two outs and nobody on. Trenkel gets on. Watch out.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And after that pitch, a couple home runs this year for Trenkel. And he gets on, too. He can swipe bags, get in scoring position immediately. Trying to get something going here. Just one hit today. It was a bunt single. The pitch. And on the outside corner as it slides in, 2-2 against Caden Trenkel. 5'10", 180-pound, 22-year-old out of Hillsboro, Texas. Ninth-round selection by the A's last year out of Oklahoma State. Joining Brady Basso from the Cowboys. Pitch, slider inside. He's worked it full. He is the opposite of the norm here. Guy that walks, gets on base, other than just hitting it. This guy has worked his walks all year long, and a deep count guy as it's 3-2 on Trenkel. 14 walks this year. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. There was ball four, but he chased it up. Missed opportunity. Couldn't lay off of it. Second strikeout for Choi. We're through 2.5. No score in Midland.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Here on a hot and sticky Sunday afternoon, July 2nd, 2023, up in Midland, Michigan. Game 5 of 6 between the Loons and the Lugs. Lansing trying to win 3 straight for a second straight week. And so far, no score. With Chris Newell, Chris Aline, and Jake Vogel coming to the plate. Lefty switch hitter and a righty against the right-handed Yoelvis Del Rosario. Starts with the lefty, Chris Newell. Right-hander with a diagonal stance on the hill. Turns, kicks, and throws. Fastball poured in outside. Just a little bit outside. Ball one. Next pitch. Lifted out to right field. Hanging up, Perez to his right. On a jog, makes the catch. One away. So that brings up Chris Aline. So far been really good for Yoelvis Del Rosario. Gave up the walk in the second, but he still got a chance to go through this order, 1-9, after Luis Diaz, after the walk, trying to steal second, was thrown out. Pitch home. Alin bounces it foul, first base side. Strike one. Rosario's numbers were a little elevated in the month of June, so he's looking to start July a little better here, and so far he is. Pitch home. Ooh, that comes in and gets Alin. Not sure where it hit him. It came up and in with the fastball. There's the second base runner today, as that one just got away from Del Rosario. This is the second time that Del Rosario has hit a batter this year. Now Jake Vogel from the right side, the nine hitter, the pitch on the outside. Strike one. So one on, one out. Bottom three, no score between the Lugnuts and the Loons. From the stretch, down Rosario. Kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. The ball's two strikes. Vogel in center field today, batting ninth. 227 through his first 60 games this year. 11 doubles, a triple, and a home run. Back to first. Bautista keeps a close tag there on Alin. Lansing has done a really good job of neutralizing the run game the last couple of games. Loon stole just one bag yesterday, while Lansing stole four successfully. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Went right after him, and there's the first strikeout for Yoelvis Del Rosario. Second out of the frame. That's much better right there. After you let one get away with the HBP, comes back with the strikeout. Now it's Taylor Young. So righty on righty, two outs, bottom three. The pitch. In there, strike one. The splits for Del Rosario. He had an excellent May in three outings. He didn't make any starts in May, came out of the bullpen. ERA was under two for him. Pitch home, runner goes. It's in there, called strike two. Throw down to second is wide and late, as it's a steal for Chris Alin. So Del Rosario with an ERA up over four in April, when he had made four starts, through three starts in June and four outings. ERA was up over 7.5. 14 runs allowed and 8 walks. Second most in a month this year with those 11 strikeouts. Opponents batted 320 against him, though. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slides it away from Taylor Young. Back-to-back punchouts. And we are through three, and another great starting performance so far by a Lansing Lugnut. Off to the fourth we go in Midland.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tips and identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Thank you. Well, to the fourth inning we go here. No score after three, and we've got a lengthy conference going on. Looks like the translator is out there for UNL Choi. And then also Daniel Nava, the manager for the Great Lakes Loons. And it looks like Choi is going to exit this game. So not sure what happened, if this was on the warm-up pitches or what, but he is going to exit, and they're going to make a pitching change here. So it looks like it's going to be Reynaldo De Paula that comes in to take over for him. And Choi is looking at his right arm as he comes out. So hopefully he's okay, but an earlier change than the Loons expected to have to make in this game. And Choi exits after three innings and only one hit allowed. It was a bunt single. No runs, no walks, and a couple of strikeouts through 30 pitches, 23 that were in the zone. Yesterday, in the second game of the doubleheader 2 days ago, Lansing was able to get to the pens for the Great Lakes Loons. They scored six of their eight runs against the bullpen yesterday, and then they scored all seven runs. Three of the seven runs against the bullpen the night before in that 7-5 victory. So we'll see how they do against Reynaldo De Paula. De Paula with an ERA under 4 through 22 games. 12 runs. He's given up 3 home runs, 35 strikeouts, 10 walks. An opponent's batting just up over 200 against the righty. Reynaldo De Paula, 5'11", 195-pound, 24-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2017 by the Dodgers. And he'll get the heart of the order. Daniel Zusak, Danny Bautista, and Junior Perez, 3, 4, and 5. Zusak hit it hard to second base in his first at-bat. Was caught on a line by Yainer Fernandez. Open stance for Zusak from the right. De Paula comes home. Oh, and that comes in and hits Zusak. Looked like it got him on the front left arm, hopefully around that elbow pad that he's wearing. So first pitch gets away, and the Lugnuts have their leadoff man on for a second time today. Good news, Zusak looks like he's all right. Again, that one might have got him right on that red elbow pad that he wears up there. That's the reason you got it. So one on, nobody out. Here comes Danny Bautista, pumped up to the cleanup spot today. No score, top four. The pitch shoots in, strike one. Bautista batted seventh last night. He was 2-for-4, 2 singles, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. 8-3, Lugnut win last night. De Paula pitches. Swing and a miss. That came right out of the zone. Dropped off the table. 0-2. It is an American-flavored design around the batting circle at home plate here in Great Lakes. Nice touch by the grounds crew today. 0-2 pitch. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Lockwood Powell giving trace, loses his cap. Over his shoulder, makes the catch in front of the bullpen. There's the first out. Bautista sprays it in play a lot up there in the air towards the first base side. Unable to barrel that one up. And Lockwood Powell makes the catch. They have got stars in red, white, and blue patterned from the back of the box, circled behind home plate and behind home plate umpire Daniel Bytheway. And then in the middle behind the plate is the Great Lakes Loons logo in red, white, and blue. Here's Junior Perez from the right side. The pitch comes in tight as he stays back. One ball, no strikes. No score here. We're in the top of the fourth between the Loons and the Lugs. Lansing with Bautista or Zusak at first with one away. De Paula throws on the outside corner, 1-1. The Loon logo is the giant red L, and then in front of the L is the face of a loon. The gray beak, black and green feathers, the red and black eye. That pitch is fouled away, 1-2. So the one behind home plate, half of the L is blue with white stripes, and then, blue with white stars, I should say, and then the second half of the L is in red and white stripes, and then the loon is painted in blue, red, and white with some stars towards the base of the neck. Well done. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit out to left field. This is falling foul. Got under it a little bit, but it was a lofted liner. And if that thing goes fair, Susak is charging around second. And he's got a chance to potentially score. Lugnuts scored first in last night's game. They didn't get their first two runs until the fifth. Trying to do it an inning earlier today. No score in the fourth. 1-2 pitch to Perez. Reaches on the slider, swings and misses, strike three. So after the bunt single for Perez, now up steps Jack Winkler. Two outs. Susak at first. Winkler fly down to center in his first at bat. Righty on righty. DePaula kicks and throws. Hard hit out to left center field. Falling, and it gets down in front of the glove of Keith. Susak is around second, speeding towards third. The throw is late on one hop. They throw it back to first, and Winkler is in safe under the tag of Lockwood Powell after his secondary lead. And Jack has put runners at first and third as the Lugnuts try and grab that first run. Second time today that Keith has had a chance to make a play. Leaned over. It's a shoestring type of grab, but he couldn't come up with it. He dropped a ball that Caden Trinkle hit out to him earlier. That was ruled an error. This one a base hit. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. Two outs. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground towards short to his left. Young has it. Underhand toss to second, and the force is complete. Winkler out, and the Lugnuts are out as well. They leave two stranded in the top of the fourth. We head to the home half. No score in Midland between the Loons and the Lugs.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off to the bottom of the fourth as we push towards 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. The Lugnuts and the Loons battling scoreless as Dalton Rushing comes to the plate. Del Rosario throws home. Pitches down low inside to the lefty. Ball one. It's the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Rushing, Damon Keith, Yainer Fernandez against Del Rosario. It's been great so far today. The pitch home. down low, 2-0. Only two blemishes so far for Yo Elvis. Walked a batter in the second, then hit Chris Aline in the third, but neither came in to score. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Hard hit right back up the middle, past the diving Muncy as it ticked off his glove into center field. Del Rosario took a stab at it, missed. And then Muncy, to his left behind second, got a piece, but just off the tip of that glove and continued into center field. So a 2-0 count for rushing, and he makes Yo Elvis Del Rosario pay with their first base hit. Now in steps Damon Keith from the right. No score, bottom four. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball foul, third base side. Strike one. All right, it is trivia time here in the bottom of the fourth. Your chance to show off your baseball knowledge. Typically Lugnut and Athletics themes. Today, the Lugnuts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nice slider down. No balls, two strikes. Today, Lansing playing their 21st day game. So the question, what is their record through their first 20 games during the day of the 2023 season? What is the Lugnuts' day game record through 20 games this year? 0-2 pitch. Slider outside. Good stop by Susak. One ball, two strikes. If you're curious, Clayton, our video coordinator, he got it on his first guess. So pressure's on. Let us know what you think. We'll answer it in the seventh. 1-2 pitch. In there with the slider, strike three. Beautifully painted on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Yo Elvis Del Rosario. One away in the fourth. Send in your answers to us on Twitter at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass, or you can email in to jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Don't worry, we, both of us, have not exceeded our Twitter limit today, so we will be able to see your answers if you go that route. The pitch home. That's outside. One ball, no strikes. Yanner Fernandez is the batter. The righty grounded out to second in his first at-bat. Aribe Alangele shaded towards second, so a big gap on the right side of the infield for the righty. 1-0. Snaps the mitt at the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Fernandez. No score in the bottom of the fourth. It really has been a muggy weekend in Midland. You can feel the stickiness from Friday on. The pitch home. That's down low. 2-1. Of course, Friday was rained out. There was a thunderstorm Friday here in Midlands. And then we played Friday we played the doubleheader. Yesterday, rained right after the game. 2-1 pitch. Hard hit over towards third. Could be two. Winkler on the run. Hits on Halle. Sets. Throws to first. It's a double play. After three games without one, Lansing turns their 69th this year. And that gets us through four innings. No score as we head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play right after this.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Onward we travel into the fifth inning now from Midland, Michigan. The lefty Rinaldo, or I should beg your pardon, there's a new pitcher on the mound for these Great Lakes Loons. It was Yonel Choi, then it was Rinaldo de Paula, and the new man out there is the left-hander Mitchell Tyransky out of East Lansing. So Great Lakes goes back to the bullpen, have a scoreless game. Lugnuts have two hits, the Loons have one hit. You have not heard the game's first run, not yet. We shall see, will things change? DePaulo worked the fourth inning. He hit Daniel Susak with a pitch. He allowed a single to Jack Winkler, but nothing further, no runs. Now Tyransky, ready, deals to Clark Elliott. Away, ball one. This is the old Michigan-Michigan State matchup. The Wolverine at home plate, the Spartan on the hill, with two Michigan-based minor league teams matching up.
Oh, yeah.
The deal, up high from Tyransky. Now, Clark Elliott is from Illinois. He's from Barrington. But Tyransky is out of Birmingham.
On the banks of the Red Cedar.
So let me tell you a story. 2-0, Elliott takes, strike called on the inside corner. So my 3-year-old Alon knows the fight song by heart. And we were driving around, and he wondered what a building was. And I told him, that's a bank. And he said, oh, that's one of the banks on the Red Cedar.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not wrong. His pitch is in there, called strike two, on the fastball from Tyransky.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Who's going to win, Jesse? Who's going to win the battle?
Well, from 2-0 to 2-2, Tyransky to Elliott. Missed inside. It's gone full. Angeles is on deck, then the top of the order, Max Muncy, as the Lugnuts look to make something happen.
Is there a Paul Bunyan bobblehead in one of the dugouts for whoever wins this at bat?
Great question. Payoff. Fine drive, right field, hooking down for a base hit in front of Aline, who barehanded it, and he gets it in. Marilyn Terrapin plays it forward on the single by Elliott, and Adam Jaxa will be proud to learn, hail the Wolverine. Collects the base hit and wins the battle.
Looks like Paul Bunyan's staying home.
Did you see Aline barehand that bounce? That was a wicked bounce in right field.
Have you seen the outfield play today from the Great Lakes Loons?
It's not been sure-handed. In that case, that was actually a sure-handed play, but you'd rather use the glove, wouldn't you? The pitch to Aribil Amelais. High and outside, ball one from Tyransky. It's not been great.
It's been adventurous. I mean, some tough balls out there for Keith, and same thing out there and right now to Aline.
Lefty deals to right, ball one offering to Angeles, with a runner over at first dancing back and forth. A throw over by Tyransky, and Elliott easily steps back in. This is what we expected to see from Clark Elliott, make a pitcher's life a little bit more miserable.
Jesse, it's simple. Send him. Let's see it. Let's see the speed. It's there.
2-for-2 in stolen bases so far with the Lugnuts. This is his 35th game. He's splitting back and forth. He doesn't run. Angeles squares it up off the mound. Grabbed by second baseman Fernandez. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. Erases Elliott off the bases. That ball took a perfect room service hop to the second baseman Fernandez right off the pitcher's mound.
Shoot, that was hit so perfect to second. Even if Elliott runs there, he still may be out because it was only a step or two for Fernandez to tag the bag.
I agree. Well, up steps the leadoff man, Max Muncy, in a scoreless game. Two outs and nobody on. Southpaw deals to the righty. Missed inside for ball one. So you could say Tyransky has faced two batters. Both of them have hit the ball hard, and he's got two outs. Muncy is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. A very deep fly out to center. Just missed it. On the 1-0. Takes a called strike on the fastball at 91. Tyransky was taken by the LA Dodgers in the 12th round 4 years ago. Missed all of last year due to injury. Back this year, dealing. breaking ball, hooks down, a bit of a check swing, didn't go. There are folks in the Great Lakes Loons dugout who are surprised by that decision by the bases umpire Gomez, that he did not rule that Muncy broke the wrists.
They didn't quite agree, did they?
No, they did not. 2-1, swing and a miss, chased it up, 2-2. Now the break even from Tyranski. Muncy swings and it's a high fly out to center. Back goes Vogel, draws a bead, makes the catch. For a second time, a Muncy fly ball dies in deep center. And Tyranski faces the minimum in a scoreless top of the fifth inning. Halfway home, nothing to nothing between the Lugnuts and the Loons.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Scoreless to the bottom of the fifth inning from Midland. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario has needed only 38 pitches to get through four scoreless. One hit allowed, one walk, one hit battered. He takes on 5, 6, and 7 in Diaz, Lockwood Powell, and Newell. He has faced one batter above the minimum. Righty deals to righty. Luis Diaz swings and smokes the first pitch into left center. That's a base hit. Left fielder Elliott tried to cut it off. He reaches it on the track. Diaz heads for second base, loses his helmet, pulling in with a double. There's hit number 2 for Great Lakes. That's Luis Diaz's 12th double of the year. And another double in this series for the Loons. Now Griffin Lockwood Powell is flied out to left field. Righty, righty. No score, nobody out. Diaz at second. A spin and a fake by Del Rosario. Anales was hanging tight there at by second base. But Yoelvis decided, no, I'm not going to throw it. There's a little bit of a breeze pulling the flags from right to left. Not too much of one. It's hot out there. Here is the pickoff throw, and Diaz back in. So Yoelvis is just like that, used his 2 times to step off the mound and look back toward that runner. He's burned them quick before he deals the first pitch to Lockwood Powell. Anale stays in tight at second base. Diaz edging away. The pitch. Lockwood Powell takes a called strike. The off speed to start him. Black bat in Lockwood Powell's hands, tapping on his right shoulder. The deal, up and inside. Adam, let me put you on the spot. So Adam, the director of broadcasting at Central Michigan University, Griffin Lockwood Powell, former Chippewa, what are 2 things you remember hearing about Lockwood Powell while he was at Mount Pleasant? First, though, the 1-ball, 1-strike offering. A ground ball foul left side. 2.
2 things. I mean, the big thing was his power. And the second thing, he caught a pretty good game. He played pretty much exclusively catcher for Central Michigan. So he was a good guy to have in the order that they were able to find from the Dakotas and supplied some pop in the order as well.
The pitch to him, up high, ball two. He was coming out of South Dakota. He was the number three prospect in the state. All MAC first team as a redshirt freshman.
They even have baseball out there?
It turns out, yes. 2-2 is due. Here it is. Strike three called. Down watching at the fastball at 94 at the letters. Del Rosario's fourth strikeout.
I only say that, Jesse, because the Dakotas are one of the spots I have not been in the United States. Got to visit.
Chris Newell steps in. All right, I'm curious. Where else? South Dakota, North Dakota, and?
Hawaii.
Someday. Chris Newell, batting left. First pitch popped up but foul off to the left side. Do you know that there was a Hall of Famer who came out of South Dakota?
Yes, I do, but I don't remember who it is.
Give you a hint. He managed the Tigers to the World Series championship.
Sparky Anderson.
Yes. More recently, Sean Doolittle, Major League lefty, out of South Dakota. Del Rosario's 0-1 to Newell. Right in there for a called strike on the outside corner.
Sparky, a red or a tiger?
You mean for his Hall of Fame plaque?
I just wonder, like, which fan base is lobbying more to try and claim him?
I think that's a pretty darn good tug of war. 0-2. Hi. I think when it comes to each of those two teams, I think the Tigers could safely say he's the best manager in Tigers history. I think with the Reds that there would be an argument between Sparky, and then they had some other good ones. Bill McKechnie, for example. One ball and two strikes. Lou Piniella. The pitch. Down. Two balls and two strikes. But Sparky was the skipper of the big red machine. And then he comes to the American League, and we're talking about a Tigers team in 84 that started the year 34-4 to manage one of the all-time greatest National League teams ever and then one of the all-time greatest American League teams ever.
He did all right for himself.
Yes, he did. There's one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Del Rosario resets on the mound. George Lee Anderson on this Hall of Fame plaque. It's a Cincinnati Reds C. 2-2 pitch to Newell. Slider down and in. Count is full. Potential first run of the game, 180 feet away. Diaz has great speed. Now the 3-2, off the outside corner. And there's Del Rosario's second walk. It does set up the chance for a double play with Chris Aleen stepping in. Let me read to you Sparky Anderson's plaque while I have this chance, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
One of the game's most successful and colorful managers. His 2,194 wins rank third in history behind Connie Mack and John McGraw. The crank that turned the big red machine.
I like that.
His skillful leadership had helped those Cincinnati teams dominate in the 1970s, revered and treasured by his players for his humility, humanity, eternal optimism, and knowledge of the game. Baseball's only manager to win a World Series in both leagues and lead two franchises in victories. I've got some time because Don Schulze paid a visit to the mound. His teams won three World Series, seven division titles, and five pennants, compiling a .619 postseason winning percentage. Managed the Reds 70 through 78 and the Tigers 79 through 95. The Hall of Famer from South Dakota, Sparky Anderson. 2-1, one out, no score. Chris Aleen, first pitch grounded up the first base side. Fair ball base hit past the diving Batista Jr. and down the right field line. First, it scores Diaz. On his heels, here comes Newell for the plate. No throw. Bubba Aleen doubles in two. 2-0, Loons in the fifth. tucked it right inside the first baseline past the diving Danny Bautista Jr. Chris Alleyne's 12th double and his 19th and 20th RBIs of the year. Great Lakes breaks in front first. Now Jake Vogel, the number 9 hitter, with one out, and Bubba Alleyne at second base dancing. Righty deals to righty. Fastball finds its mark on the outside corner. Strike call. Time granted to Vogel. Drafted out of high school in California. Now 21 years of age. He'll turn 22 after the season in October. Not a big guy, 5'11", 168 pounds. The pitch, outside and low. 1-1. Vogel is a different sort of batter on this Great Lakes squad than a lot of the players. He doesn't walk very much. He strikes out a lot. He has virtually no power. Time granted by the home plate umpire, Daniel Bythewey. He plays great defense, though. And we've seen, Adam, what does this Loon team do? They walk a lot. They hit for great power. They don't play great defense. What team is he on? The pitch to Vogel. A ground ball foul up the left side. How did he find his way to Midland? Jake Vogel, a third rounder in the 2020 draft, and I look at that draft and I say, how much great high school talent was drafted out of the state of California? Milan Tolentino, Tyler Soderstrom, and so much more. 1-2. Foul the way to the right side.
Well, California always been a great state with a ton of talent in sports and especially baseball.
All right, now you've got me going on baseball reference looking up Californians. Was just there looking up South Dakotans. Why not? The pitch. A ground ball hit towards short. Alleyne breaks for third base. Muncy's throw goes to first in time. Out number two. Alleyne now stands at third. And here comes the top of the order and Taylor Young. Let me name a couple of notable Californians for you, shall I? So we begin with Ted Williams or Tony Gwynn, Joe DiMaggio or Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson, Don Drysdale, Eddie Murray, Duke Snider, and onward. By the way, my hero growing up, Alan Trammell from San Diego. Here's Taylor Young on the pitch, outside, ball one. Taylor Young, who hails from West Monroe, Louisiana. Nuevas del Rosario from Santiago, DR. Loons 2, Lugnuts nothing. Runner at third base for the Loons, 2 outs. The pitch, side. You got any other states you want me to check out?
Might as well check out Michigan. That's the one we're in, right?
Well, you and I both know about Michiganders and baseball because Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame, the induction coming up next Friday. The 2-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Think about Prince Hal Newhouser, Jim Abbott.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Although Jeter, wasn't he born in New Jersey and then moved to Michigan?
He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, though, isn't he?
That's right, out of Kalamazoo. Charlie Garinger. Kai Kai Kyler, the great Pirates outfielder, and so much more.
Johnny Smoltz.
Mm-hmm. From Waverly, 2-1, outside. Got on to this topic because of the South Dakota we were talking about, Griffin Lockwood Powell, and that led us into what states Adam hasn't visited. As the ball gets away from the Lugnuts pen, it's in fair ground on the left side. They don't see it. They're going to play regardless, and the pitch is skied out to shallow left center field. Clark Elliott comes forward. Elliott is there, losing his cap, making the catch. The inning is over. Adam, we can continue to discuss your travel plans, and we could talk countries next.
Let's do it, man. I'm down.
Chris Alleyne doubles in two. The Great Lakes Loons seize the lead as we go to the sixth inning. Alleyne left to third base. 2-0 Loons.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons grab the game's first lead on a two-run double by Chris Alleen. We go to the sixth inning. It's 2-0 Great Lakes. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. We're going to see if Adam can find something to eat. It's a hot one today. It's wearing on us. Meanwhile, we were just honored here at Dow Diamond, a World War II veteran who is celebrating his 100th birthday here at the ballpark. Mitchell Tyranski returns to the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. He'll take on these batters to open up this sixth inning. Trenkel, Susak, Batista Jr. And protecting that 2-0 lead. Now he's the pitcher of record on the winning side. Caden Trenkel is 0-2, reached on a two-base fielding error by the left fielder, but then was stranded, struck out his last time. The pitch shows bunt, pulls back. Caden bouncing it, ball one. That gentleman honored for his service and also his 100th birthday, the World War II veteran. I remember going with my maternal grandfather, both of my grandfathers, World War II veterans, to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Ball one offering. That's high. Two balls and no strikes. How special that was for him. And everyone that came up to thank him and recognize him. It's overwhelming. But it's an overwhelming feeling all the way through. The 2-0 is tapped foul, rolling to the right side. So that gentleman was waving his hand as if to say to everyone, it's okay, you can sit down for me. That's quite all right. I'm very comfortable. Adam sat down very comfortably next to me. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 on number 2, Caden Trenkel, batting second of the order. Lugnuts down 2-0.
You know, I really like these chairs here in the booth here in Great Lakes. Nice, but you can stand and lean on them, and they're the right height. So if you want to stand or sit, you got options.
That's a good point. Nobody on, nobody out. Break even. Ground ball pulled foul right side.
That's all I have for you.
I appreciated that. Both bullpens are quiet. Tyranski's 2-2. Trenkel skies it, left side foul ground. Catcher rushing hopes for a play in front of the Lugnuts dugout. That ball is in the dugout, and he ends up bending over the railing. I think Jack Winkler was the closest one to it.
Luis Diaz was having a laugh there with the head athletic trainer, Eric Fast. Pat him on the chest and said a couple things to him. That was pretty funny.
Eric down in the dugout is nearly as tall as Luis Diaz.
Yes.
No, he's 6'6", Eric Fast. Conservatively. The offering. Tapper foul at home plate. Just barely caught a piece of the off-speed low and away. John Beller's made his way down to the bullpen, so things are about to liven up down there in terms of simply conversation. No need to warm anybody up. Elvis Del Rosario has been efficient. The Lugnuts starter, 61 pitches through 5. But a Lean's two-run double as the Loon's up 2-0. A 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Trenkel strikes out for a second time. First strikeout for the reliever, Tyranski, one away in the sixth inning. Right now in the Nuts and Bolts shop in Lansing, Michigan, and you can go online to the Nuts and Bolts store, you can purchase your very own 2023 Lansing Lugnuts baseball card set and through selected sets, you can find Lugnut's autographed cards. You never know whose autograph you might pull. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Daniel Susak checks his swing and takes a called strike from Tyranski.
Is that open today?
You know what? I would go to the online shop. I would place my order.
What if I want to visit the shop, though, and see Matt Hicks, my guy?
Stick with me until this game is over. Then you can do whatever you'd like. Don't leave yet. Susak fouls this pitch away. Tyranski's out in front, nothing and two.
Do you know if it is open on Sunday, or did it open back up this week for the homestand?
I believe wait today, and it should open back up for the homestand. Lugnut's back home on Tuesday, Independence Day.
I gotta get me some Independence Day-themed Lugnut's gear, Jesse.
0-2. Breaking ball drops in, called strike three. Susak down watching. A back-to-back strikeouts for Tyranski. You do that, Adam. And I expect to see different colored shoes.
Yeah. I don't know if they have shoes there, though, at the old nuts and bolts shop, but maybe.
They've got caps, they've got shirts, they've got jackets, they've got jerseys, they've got so much more.
Mm.
And baseball card sets. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Two outs for Danny Bautista Jr. Right-handed batter takes a fastball up high. Ball one. Tyranski's velocity is not high. His fastball is about 90, 91. And yet he is mixing things effectively. Allowed a leadoff single to Clark Elliott last frame. Bautista Jr. watches this pitch bounce in, ball two. Then Elliott erased on the double play ball, and since then, Max Muncy fly out to end the fifth. Strikeouts of Trenkle and Susak, two tough customers, to open up the sixth inning. 2-0 Great Lakes on the pitch. High for ball three. Well, hang on now. 3-0 on Bautista Jr. with Junior Perez waiting on deck. Each team has three hits. Loons have the game's only error and the only two runs on the 3-0. Eddie taking all the way, and it's called a strike. 88 miles an hour at the letters. Danny has walked only 7 times this year. He struck out only 19 times. You'd figure if this pitch is close, he's putting it into play. He is 0 for 2. He's fly to right. He's fouled to first. Black Sox up high for Danny. Born in Arizona, raised in Florida, signed out of the Dominican. The pitch. He takes. Strike two called on the outside corner. It's close. Two-tone bat in his hands. The barrel black. Windmills it around. Taps it on his shoulder. Here's the payoff. He swings and fouls off the breaking ball to the right side. That's the same hook that struck out Susak watching. Or Adam, did you think that that pitch was going to finish up too low?
I just am fascinated. Bautista pops it up to first base side all the time.
3-2. Well, a bouncing ball here, hit down toward third. Diaz plays the in-between hop, reads the signature, fires to first in time. Side retired. A perfect frame for Tyranski.
And he's done it so well, he gets base hits on it, so I'd like to see it.
Okay. 5.5 complete. The Lugnuts scoreless. Let's go to the last of the sixth inning. Great Lakes up 2-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A hearty hello to Stefan Lieberman tuned in. Hello, Stefan. And hello to you wherever you are tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Lugnuts going to the bottom of the sixth inning, down 2-0 to the Great Lakes Loons. Adam and I on the road in Midland. Right-hander, Yoelvis Del Rosario back to the mound dealing. Dalton Rushing pops up the first pitch, a fastball in on the hands. Third baseman Winkler, near the line, makes the catch about a third of the way toward the plate. A fair pop-out, and out number one for Del Rosario. Oh, Yoelvis Del Rosario this year does not have a quality start, and he's two outs away from his very first of the season.
Doesn't have a win either. Lugnuts haven't been able to get him any runs today.
I don't know what I can do for you in that department, Adam.
Guess he's got to go seven here.
Now Rosario's pitch. Damon Keith takes ball one high and wide. Keith, the number three batter in the order, 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Yander Fernandez is on deck. Righty-righty. 2-0 Loons. Here it is. Strike called in the outside corner. Adam pointed this out right from the very top. The Lugnuts won the first game that Del Rosario pitched this year, the first game of the year, opening day, 4-3 over Great Lakes. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss on the fastball away at 96, and buy him, 1-2 on Keith. Well, since then, on May 21st, he pitched in relief, and the Lugnuts won 3-2. Those are the only two times that the Lugnuts have won a game in which Del Rosario has pitched. And that means that they are 2-9 in his 11 appearances entering today. He deals. Keith goes down swinging. Off speed in the dust. And he strikes at Keith for his fifth strikeout.
And neither of those two times, they had the lead when the game was done, when he was still in. So he didn't get the win in either of them. Just had some tough luck this year.
It starts with run support. In his seven starts entering play today, the Lugnuts offense has scored him 17 runs. That's averaging 2 runs per start. Fastball, called a strike on the outside corner to Fernandez. Here we are, they're lowering that average. No runs through 6.
He's got to take the hitters out for a steak dinner or something like that.
And Fernandez hits a fly ball out to center field. Caden Trinkle to his right there to make the catch. And he is through 6. And the only blemish against him, the 2-run double by Chris Aline in the 5th inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Yoelvis Del Rosario. Let's go to the 7th inning. His pitch count remains low. He could very well return for the 7th. Will they score him any runs? Loons 2, Lugnuts nothing. Adam Jackson back with the call.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the 7th we go here in Midland at Dow Diamond. Thanks so much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. Lansing trying to get some runs. They have given up 2 runs in the 5th. That's it, down 2-0. But they have not been able to score any runs today. Just 3 singles. 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. This is the 4th pitcher they'll face as Juan Morillo comes in. Junior Perez, first batter to face the new right-hander. And here comes the first pitch. Shoots in there, strike one. Juan Maria, the righty, 6'1", 150-pound, 24-year-old from Venezuela. Next pitch, Kick back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. It's really been a tough few days for Junior Perez. He had that bunt single in the second, but was 0 for 4 yesterday. Did have a walk. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. There's another strikeout for him, his second today. Just hasn't quite been able to find that big swing that we're accustomed to seeing with him here in Midland. So first strikeout for Juan Murillo. And that is going to bring up Jack Winkler. 2-0 Loons, top seven. Righty on righty, the pitch. Popped up foul, first base side, strike one. You know what I'm most impressed with, Jesse?
My ability to eat ice cream in a hurry.
Oh, I am impressed by that. Did you order some?
I did not.
The pitch? That's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. Good, because I've got a surprise coming for us here shortly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. No, what are you most impressed by?
How many times do you see the grounds crew hard at work, put a cool logo in the batter's circle? The 0-2 lifted out to shallow left center field. That ball sinking, but not quite fast enough as Damon Keith, the left fielder, comes in, makes the catch, two outs. You see them put all this extra effort in to paint the batter's circle, and it gets ruined typically within a couple of innings from batters or the catcher or the umpire. The stars and the American-themed loon logo all at the back of the batter's circle, are all still intact. Pitch. That's fly foul. Right field side, strike one.
Are you saying that the stars are still in proper alignment?
Yes, indeed. Stars and stripes are looking great. Pretty impressive. 0-1. That's down low. One ball, one strike. I can't tell what is on the back of the mound, too. Looks like they went American-themed back there.
Look, ribbon.
Oh, ribbon. There we go. The pitch home. Breaking ball inside corner, 1-2, and that is still looking nice. So credit to one, the grounds crew, and two, the players, for not ruining the American theme. The pitch home. Hit hard out to center field. Vogel has room, though, as he backpedals, now stops, reaches up, makes a catch, and that's going to do it. That's kind of been the story for the Nuts. That is now seven straight that have been set down as we head to the home half of the seventh. We'll stretch it out, 2-0, Loons leading at Dow Diamond.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A splendid performance this afternoon by Yoelvis Del Rosario. Not sure if the Lugnuts can come back and win this one, but he has certainly given them an opportunity to. His day is done. Six innings pitched. 68 pitches. 42 were in the zone. He gave up just three hits and two runs, walked two and struck out five, and he kept the Loons in the yard on a humid day. They lead 2-0. In steps the lefty, John Beller, against the righty, Luis Diaz. First pitch, breaking ball. Curves in on the inner half. Strike one. Two runs came for the Loons in the fifth. Both teams have three hits. We are speeding along. As there haven't been many big hits, many walks. There's two walks for the Loons, no walks for the Lugs, and six combined hits between the two teams, and just one error that went Great Lakes back in the first. The pitch, breaking ball, hangs up. One ball, one strike. So, it's John Beller, man with the stash. Lefty, 5'11", 195-pound, 24-year-old from Manhattan Beach, California. Throws, swinging a foul tip, held on to for strike two from Daniel Susak. Signed as a free agent out of the minors from the A's this year. The pitch home. Breaking ball twisted out to shallow right field. Bautista giving chase at first, and it's over his head and plunks in for a single, and then twists into foul territory, but one bag is all for Diaz on a little cued pop-up that dunks down. So Diaz running well today. Walk, double, single, and he was the first Loon to come in and score back in that fifth inning.
Adam, sometimes I think that Luis Diaz swings as hard as he can and by pure accident just backspun that ball over Bautista Jr. like a backspin lob.
Here comes Griffin Lockwood Powell. There goes Diaz. Pitches down low. Throw down to second is one hopped. And off of Diaz, it stays right there at second base. Max Muncy picks it up. So it's a stolen base for Diaz. Yeah, he swings at so much in, out of the zone. He likes to go up there hacking at it. He's got good speed and takes second. The Loons have now swiped a couple of bags today. They're trying to tack onto their two-run lead in the bottom of the seventh. We've got to answer the trivia question for you here. One ball, no strike on Griffin Lockwood Powell. Seven home runs this year, average just under 250. Breaking ball dips in. Strike one. We asked you in the fourth, through 20 games, during the day this year for the Nuts, what is their record? 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. Jesse, we get any responses here? It's an even number, so.
No correct answer is sent in.
Okay. Pocket tens is my favorite pair. Pitch home. Breaking ball, strike two. So, the Lugnuts in game 21 during the day. So far, their record this year, 10-10. Consistently inconsistent during the day.
Well, this is a team that they come in with a record of 4 games under .500, but you and I have watched them. They've played series after series, right even. They've basically played .500 ball this year.
Beller looks at second, the 2-2. Inside, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
I think a really good indication of that is this. They haven't had any long winning streaks or long losing streaks.
And that feels a little ironic because the Lugnuts are really good on Sundays, usually a day game, getaway day. The pitch, fly back, off the net. They're 8-5 on Sundays, but 10-10 during day games. You have those midweek Grand Slam school days. The Lugnuts had a few throughout the month of May and June.
Hang on. Time out. A delivery was just made.
The pitch. Breaking ball up high, and that is ball four. Griffin Lockwood Powell on, 2 on, nobody out.
Did you just order funnel cake fries to the broadcast booth?
I did. Wanted to surprise the booth mates here. Oh, I got us some funnel cake fries. So here we are. Tap in.
This is wonderful. Not that I want to interrupt your train of thought, but you're talking and I'm learning a lot about the Lugnuts and day games and suddenly funnel cake fries.
That's right. Let's spice it up. The pitch, there goes the runner to third. Throw from his knees. Susak, it's late. Winkler catches, but Newell, or check that Diaz, has stole his second base. He's at third. So two are on, nobody out. It's 2-0 Loons in the seventh, and they are looking for more. All right, Jesse is trying the funnel fries. I'm not going to try them while I'm on air, Jesse. So
you really should.
No, I know, but Let's get the review from you.
Oh, wonderful.
Second pitch, Newell swings and misses at the breaking ball. One ball, one strike.
What prompted you thinking, you know what I should do? Order funnel cake fries for the bottom of the seventh.
Well, I was hoping they'd get here a little bit earlier, so I wasn't on play-by-play, but I told you I have a sweet tooth today. I wanted to get some sweets for us. I don't love to do the ice cream during the game, so funnel cake fries, who doesn't love that? 1-1 pitch, breaking ball foul, first base side, 1-2. So better than an elephant ear, the
yes.
same?
Yes, better.
Better.
In my opinion.
What's better about it? Just easier to eat, less
yeah.
messy?
An elephant ear is big. And so if you start, you can't get halfway through. You've got to eat the whole thing. Funnel cake fries, you can moderate.
Throw back to first. Bautista, late tag on Lockwood Powell. Not much of a lead there. Yeah, I think these kind of look like cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, it's easier to share. Look, I could give one to Clayton Bell if he wanted.
Guy doesn't want any. I might have to kick him out of the booth. 1-2 pitch. Checked it, went around, though, and that is strike three. Big first out for John Beller, one away with runners at the corners.
That's the advantage that Beller has, is he really is a strikeout pitcher. And so because of that, runners at first and third, you get the K. You follow that up with either another strikeout here for the second out or a potential double play ball. And you can get yourself out of this threat unscathed.
Lugnuts, if they turned it, would be an even 70th double play this year. First pitch. Breaking ball a little bit inside to Chris Alleen. He delivered the big two-run double. That's the difference in this game right now. Pushed it just inside the first base bag. Danny Bautista guarding that line, though, as he holds on Griffin Lockwood Powell. The pitch. Breaking ball, inner half. 1-1. One out, bottom seven. Two runs home in the fifth. Loons looking for more in the seventh. Diaz is at third. The pitch. Breaking ball too tall, 2-1.
Adam, this is how you want to face Alleen. Alleen against left-handed pitchers this year is 2-for-34.
You got to go right after him then.
Yes. He's so much worse from the right side.
The pitch. Lifted out to left center field. This is going to do it. Might get down. Elliott running towards the gap, and it's off the ground and bouncing to the warning track. Two-run score, and zooming around second into third, sliding safe with a triple is Chris Alleen. He has knocked in all four Loons today, and they've doubled up their lead 4-0 in the seventh. So three hits now from the right side.
Hanging breaking ball right over the middle of the plate from Beller.
That'll do it. And both times the Loons have scored, the fifth and now the seventh, there have been walked batters in those two innings, and two extra runs have scored. So 4-0 Loons, the same score they won on in the series opener on Wednesday. First pitch down low to the nine hitter, Jake Vogel, infield drawn in. 4-0 Great Lakes. Now out hitting Lansing 5-3. The two big swings, the double, and now the triple from Alleen, who's knocked in four. The pitch home. Breaking ball, weakly hit towards short. Runner holds at third. Muncy up with it, throws to first in time. Two outs. Well executed by the Nuts. They'll back up on the infield and try and give up just two here in the seventh inning.
Matt Lardner is warming up in the Lugnuts pen.
Peoria Chief to Peoria Chief. Potentially. Well, you knew the Loons. They had the best ERA coming in to this series in the league, and that's been back in check today. Pitch. Fastball to the righty. Taylor Young, top of the zone, outside corner. Strike one.
I actually think tonight, Adam, you tip your cap to the Loons pitchers. But on the other side, it's just the two swings by Alleen. This game could be scoreless.
The 0-1 pitch. Foul back, no balls, two strikes. At some point, you got to get some runs, though. Lansing yesterday had 8 runs on 14 hits. That's the most allowed by the Loons this year in a game. Then the Nuts the day before, 7 runs on 7 hits. All 7 came in that fifth inning. Today, they have collected just 3 hits, and again, no runs. Lansing in danger of getting shut out for a 10th time this year. Got to get out of this inning first, though. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Dropped it in on the hands. Nice breaking ball, and that's going to do it. But two more runs score thanks to the two-run triple from Chris Aline after a single and a walk from Diaz and Lockwood Powell. We're through seven, off to the eighth. 4-0, Loons.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Quarks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Excuse us as we come back a little late. We're enjoying our funnel cake fries up here in the broadcast booth, high atop Dow Diamond. 4-0, the Loons enjoying a four-run lead, trying to snap a two-game skid against the Nuts, see if the offense can get going. Clark Elliott steps in from the left side. First pitch home, and Jack Dreyer, the lefty, has entered. Throws it in there, strike one. Loons making another change after they did in the fifth and the seventh, and now the eighth. Pitch home. Breaking ball hits on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Helps when you have 18 pitchers on the roster.
I was just thinking, when you have 18 pitchers, those guys need work. So it's going to be this constant revolving door.
Small inning sample size from a lot of these guys, too. Elliott today threw two at-bats. He swung it well. Base hit and a line out. One for two. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hopped over towards first to his right. Lockwood Powell scoops it up. Race to the bag. And safe the call. Elliott beats it out. It's an infield single. And the speedster from Michigan gets to the bag just in front of the Central Michigander. And one on with nobody out.
That's on the Iowa Hawkeye. That's on Dreyer. He's got to hustle off the mound. He's seen Clark Elliott before. He's pitched against him in Big Ten play. He knows how well Elliott runs. He can't put that on Lockwood Powell. Lockwood Powell doesn't have that foot speed.
Hawkeye, Chippewa, Wolverine. That's nice.
Two-hit game for Clark Elliott out of the eight hole.
Great to see. Little rally starter. Here's Arribil Angeles. Lefty-righty the pitch. The right-handed Angeles takes it down low. Ball one. If he could get aboard, it turned the card over from Muncy. Trenkel, Susak in the top of the card. 4-0 Loons, bottom eight, or top eight, rather. Dreyer, long hold, throws up high. Two balls, no strikes. Remember, second game of the doubleheader, the Loons looked like they were coasting. Up 4-0, and then all of a sudden, a seven-run fifth inning. Lansing turned that game on its head, 1-7-5. 2-0. Bunt shown, pulled back, strike one.
What turned things was not just the starter Orlando Ortiz losing his command. The Loons went to the bullpen and Christian Suarez didn't have it. When you use so many different pitchers, if one reliever comes in and doesn't have his good stuff, that's a vulnerability.
A Maybe that happens today. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a tight breaking ball. Angel is out front. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lansing now 4 hits, 2 coming from Elliott, 1 coming from Winkler, the other coming on a bunt from Perez. 2 have been infield singles. Have not had much today. Dreyer's 2-2. Way up high and outside. Throw back to first, and that gets into right field. Elliott turns. He's headed to second. So a mistake, an E2 on Dalton rushing. Second error for the Loons. The Lugnuts have a runner in scoring position.
And this is something else that has eaten them up throughout the series. That is an uncalled for, unforced error. And the 5th error for rushing this year. The 12th error for the Loons in the season series against the Lugnuts.
Yeah, the 7th error against the Nuts this week through 5 games. They are just kicking the ball all around. Can Lansing take advantage? Angeles does not walk much. And if one's out of the zone, we'll see if he can take it and get aboard. Top of the order coming up next. 3-2 pitch. Right in the zone, strike 3. He was thinking ball 4 after that, last pitch missed so wide, but it went right down the chute.
That's middle.
Center cut. And there's the first strikeout for Jack Dreyer. So here comes Max Muncy, 4-0 Loons, top 8. Runner at second, 1 away for the Nuts. Dreyer throws. Muncy fouls it back. Strike 1. After a 3-hit game yesterday for Max, he's 0-for-3 today. Strikeout and 2 flyouts to center field. Got good contact on both, but not enough to leave the yard. You got to hit it hard here. Straight away center, 400 feet, 325 and 332 down the lines. Right and left. The pitch, high arcing breaking ball, stays too tall. 1 ball, 1 strike. Muncy's average just below 250, 27 driven in, 62 hits this year with those 3 yesterday. 5 home runs, but it's been a couple of weeks. Go back to the South Bend series. Last long ball, high fastball, 2-1. Hitters count for Muncy. Get his first Lugnuts home run up here. In Great Lakes
sure
last
did.
Year. Well, good time to get another one, right? Elliott on second. You can cut the lead in half. The pitch. Elliott going to third. Swing and a miss. No throw. It's a head first slide and steal for Clark Elliott, his 3rd. And the Lugnuts now a run away. No. It's being sent back to second. Was there a foul tip there? Or was there backswing interference there? I don't know what they called, but Elliott turned around. He's headed back to second base. Looked like maybe he got a piece of it. Yes, indeed. And that would probably be why there was no throw. One had popped out of the mitt, too, but there's a foul tip. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Popped up right field. Hit well. A lead going back, not well enough. In front of the track, times it up, makes the catch. Elliott is tagging. Good throw from a lead, and it's in there, just late on the tag from Diaz. What a missile from Chris Alleen out from deep right field, but it does just enough for Elliott to advance to third base. Looking similar to Junior Perez over there in right field.
Can't throw too much better. Thank goodness for the Lugnuts part that Clark Elliott has the speed that he has. They were looking for a little bit of a hidden ball trick with Luis Diaz, but Elliott wasn't buying it either. But that's where I think if Elliott is a step slower, he is out.
Still, though, got to get knocked in with a base hit now. Caden Trankel steps in. He's 0-for-3. 2 strikeouts reached in an error in the first. The pitch. Breaking ball from the lefty in there to the left-handed Trankel. Strike 1. It is 4-0 Loons. Certainly don't want to take a 4-run deficit into the 9. Maybe some momentum here if you can get a run in the 8th inning. Pitch home. Fastball right down the chute, 0-2. So a breaking ball, strike 1. Fastball right down the middle, strike 2. Now Trankel in the hole. Lefty, Dreyer set from the third base side of the slab from the stretch. Kicks and throws. Breaking ball up high. 8 runs yesterday for the Nuts, 7 runs the day before. But today, no runs and just 4 hits. Elliott getting the hit, beating out an infield single at first base. 0-2. Make it 1-2, and that skips away from rushing, and a run will come in. Clark Elliott scores on a wild pitch, just like last night when Danny Bautista Jr. scored on a wild pitch, and the Nuts are on the board. It's 4-1.
What a gift-wrapped run. A ground ball to the first baseman that he beats out because the first baseman can't win the race. A throwing error by the catcher rushing that is unnecessary. And then the third on the flyout and home on the wild pitch that was handed to the Lugnuts.
And they took it. 2-2. Swinging, it's fouled back. Any way to get a run, and the Lugnuts won't get shut out today. They did get shut out game one of this series. Does that find them a path back? You never know. Trenkel gets on. You got Susek on deck. Maybe you get a couple more runs if you can get a loop and a bomb. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Shot towards first on two hops. Lockwood Powell has it. This time he wins the race to first against Trenkel. And that will do it. So Lansing settles for one run after the infield single from Elliott. And we will head to the bottom of the eighth. 4-1. Great Lakes leading.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the eighth here. It's 4-1 Great Lakes leading Lansing as the Lugnuts just get on the board. John Beller coming out for this eighth against Dalton Rushing, Damon Keith, and Yainer Fernandez. Lefty on lefty. Beller against Rushing. The pitch. Fastball flies wide. Ball one. Two runs for the Loons in the fifth. Two runs for the Loons in the seventh. One run for the Lugs in the eighth. 9 combined hits is all today. The pitch, breaking ball, hits on the outside corner. Nice pitch, 1-1. John Beller been working that breaking ball a lot in this outing since coming into the seventh. He gave up 2 runs. The triple did him in. The pitch, hard hit foul, first base side. The Lugnuts can't come back today. They would trail in this series 3-2, time called by Dalton Rushing. Have a chance to take a series split tomorrow. 1:05 start on July 3rd before they come back home for July 4th on Tuesday. And that is going to be an extravaganza. It always is. 1-2 pitch. Down low. A tough one there for Susak. Kind of an awkward spot. Looks like he's okay, but 2 balls, 2 strikes as it skipped away. Beller set, the lefty throws home. Breaking ball in there, outside corner, strike 3. That is beautiful, his 3rd strikeout. There's 1 away in this 8th inning. All right, so one out, and this brings up Damon Keith. First pitch to the righty. That's in there. Ball one. Jesse, do we have attendance record all time here in the notes, or am I just missing it? You know this one off the top of your head. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one.
You mean the largest crowd for any Lugnuts game?
Yeah. Or is that I got to go to the press box page online to find that
the
bad boy?
The media guy.
Pitch. Down low. Two balls and a strike.
I can pop that into the game notes if you would like.
No. I was curious. I'm imagining the largest crowd has come on a July 4th, right?
Crosstown Showdown okay. Included? Aside from Crosstown Showdown, yes, 4th of July.
Next pitch is inside. Three balls and a strike. I want to make sure I'm not lying to the folks that we have had some massive crowds on July 4th. Jesse's got them pulled up so quick. Love it. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Three balls, two strikes. So, yes, the largest attendance is 12,997 in the Crosstown Showdown back in 2012, April 5th against Michigan State. Pitch. Hard hit ball over towards short, and it gets under the glove of Muncy. Tried to backhand going that way, and it just got under the mitt. It was going to be a tough play. Base hit for Damon Keith. One on with one out. All right, and then it looks like the largest crowd outside of the Crosstown Showdown, which has the top three crowds up near 13,000, is July 4th, 2013 against Lake County, who the Lugnuts will take on this July 4th on Tuesday, 12,692. Wow.
Now, so, with all of these attendances, you can give the caveat, too, that this was before the renovation, which limited capacity in the ballpark.
Yes. And still, those are the biggest crowds. So there's a chance for more. Don Schulze is visiting here. So the biggest crowd post-renovation, since that came in 2014-2015, was 2017 on the 4th against the rivals West Michigan, 11,449. So here's my pitch to you. Let's beat that record on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's get that thing up over 12,000 and come out and celebrate the 4th and Lansing Lugnuts baseball, which has been going on since 1996. Help the Lugnuts get off to a good start in the series. The pitch. A little bit tall with the fastball to Yainer Fernandez. 4-1, Loons leading. Bottom eight, one on, one out. Fernandez today, 0-3. Lefty on ready. The pitch home. Strike one. Is there one crowd over another that stands out to you in your time since 2009, Jesse, where you were just... Wow, that was a huge crowd, whether it be a Thirsty Thursday or a July 4th. Really taking you back historically here. Pitch, swing, and a foul tip. One ball, two strikes.
Two crowds. First, let's go back to last year, July the 4th. How great was that night?
That was outstanding. Finished with a walk-off three-run homer from the top prospect in the organization. We said it on air, maybe the greatest Lugnuts game of all time. 1-2 pitch. Pop back foul. Strike two on Keith. Fernandez.
The second that comes to mind is the very first game that I had to broadcast and to work as a Lugnut, because I joined the team in 2009. The very first game was Crosstown Showdown against Michigan State. 12,992 for my first game. It was a zoo.
1-2 pitch. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Thinking, wow, this is how many fans come out every game?
I was overwhelmed.
And here's why I just have a gut feeling we're going to be close to that 11,000-12,000 number this year. 2-2 pitch. Popped up right field. Back goes Perez, drifting back slowly. Now turns, squares up, makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Two outs. Jesse, the team hasn't been home in 2 weeks, but 2 weeks ago, we had some massive crowds, 6,000-7,000 crowds from Thursday on through the weekend. You haven't seen Lugnuts baseball in a couple of weeks. July 4th, everyone thinks about baseball when they think about Independence Day. It's a warm out, pitch, up high, ball one to Luis Diaz. And the Nuts have played some competitive baseball this year. I really feel like that's going to be an all-time crowd on Tuesday. I think the fans are going to show out. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenge him with the fastball. Strike one.
It's a difference between Lansing compared to Midland. Because here in Great Lakes, the 4th of July, it's a light crowd. All the folks have gone out to their vacation homes. They've gone north. Folks come out in Lansing.
1-1 pitch. That's fouled the other way, third base side. 1-2. We talked about this the other day. There's a lot of lakes closer or cabins closer because you are closer to up north. Same thing with West Michigan. You're usually hopping on a lake or traveling up north. Lansing, you're right in the heart of things. A pitch down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So if you can't go to a lake, why not head to a baseball game? Nothing more American than that. Enjoy some hot dogs, hamburgers, some fireworks. 2-2 pitch. In on the hands, fouled back off the netting. 4-1, Loons leading in the bottom of the eighth. We'll close out the series tomorrow, 1:05 here in Midland, and then it's home for 6, Tuesday through Sunday, all week to come out and support the Lansing Lugnuts and celebrate the Independence Week festivities. 2-2. Breaking ball just outside. Diaz shaking his head no. And it's 3 balls, 2 strikes, and now he'll call time here. Lansing's going to need 3 runs to extend this game in the top of the ninth. They will have the heart of the order due up. Susak, Bautista, and Perez, 3, 4, and 5. Try and get something going. They're trying to win their third straight today, but they're going to need a comeback in their last at bat. 3-2 pitch from Beller. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss on a high breaking ball. Diaz is down for the first time today. And we will head to the ninth. 4-1 Loons. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-2-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent the tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa. Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We enter the top of the ninth inning. It's the Great Lakes Loons 4, the Lansing Lugnuts 1. Lugnuts down to their final 3 outs. We've got Susak, Bautista Jr., and Perez to keep things alive, trailing by 3. Righty-righty to begin. A pitch to Daniel Susak. Bends down and away. Ball one from Michael Hobbs. The big right-hander. 6'3", 207 pounds. He's listed at on the roster. Out of Corona, California. taking on Daniel Susak out of Roseville. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes on Susak. Save opportunity for Hobbs, who is 1-for-3 in these spots this year. Susak is 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Batista Jr. on deck. Perez in the hole. 3-4-5. 2-0. Swing and a foul straight back. It's a fastball away. Susak just missed it. For the Great Lakes Loons, two runs in the fifth inning on a two-run double by Chris Alleen. And then two more in the seventh inning. Alleen tripled in those runs. Only Lugnut's run came in the eighth on a wild pitch. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Susak lays off. Missed outside. Ball three. Now Hobbs this year has walked 22 batters in 24 2/3 innings. Big batting just 207 against him. Heels the 3-1. Susak pops it up at a shallow right field. The second baseman Fernandez is out and now makes the catch. So Susak on the 3-1 pops out for the first out of the top of the ninth. And the batter will be Danny Batista Jr.
Well, it's been the Loons that we've seen swing a few times in this series. 3-0, Susak trying to get something going. And to no avail, kind of the story of the day for Lansing offensively.
Bold one Loons, two outs away from the win. Hobbs to Danny. Batista Jr. fooled, waved at the 91-mile-an-hour offering away. Missed it for strike one. A game by committee for the Loons. Choi, DePaola, Tyranski, Murillo, Dreyer, and Hobbs, who sets below the belt. Fires. Broken bat, line drive, base hit, right field for Batista Jr. There's Bubba Alleen to scoop it in and lob it to second. Danny Batista Jr. is on for the first time in the game. A one-out single here in the ninth inning.
Taking it the other way like he does best, and you got to get at least one on to start a rally. Here we go.
So now Junior Perez, as the tying run steps into the on-deck circle. 4-1 Great Lakes. Righty deals to righty. Fastball up and in. Ball one. Perez is 1-for-3 with a bunt single way back in the second inning. Got a strikeout in the fourth and a strikeout in the seventh. Good speed for Batista Jr. leading away from first. The 1-0. Check swing foul at home plate, rolling back to the on-deck hitter Winkler.
I just feel like he is, he's due. As we talked about, he struggled in this series. Had a really nice bunt base hit in the second, but two strikeouts today. Haven't seen that big pop from Junior Perez that we're used to.
One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Batista Jr. runs. Perez takes the breaker for a called strike. Throw down to second base. One hops off Fernandez's glove in a center field, but Danny is staying put. Danny Batista Jr. got tangled up with Fernandez at second. Credit him with his 12th steal of the year and a scoring position. But the count now on Perez is one ball and two strikes.
We talked about it coming into this one. Lansing's been able to steal bases, and that's risky here. You're down three, one out in the inning, but he's able to get there safely.
First stolen base of the game for the Nuts. Right red batting gloves for Perez, gripping the black bat. The 1-2. Down and away. Count is even. Outfield straight up. Second baseman Fernandez is keeping Batista Jr. tight. First baseman Lockwood Powell way off his line. Perez with the high Black Sox ready. Hobbs sets low. Kicks, throws. Up and in. 95 on the fastball, but the count is full. Nineteen comeback wins for this Lugnut squad this year. Down 4-1 in the ninth with one out. Batista Jr. runs. Perez strikes out swinging as Danny takes third. Just looking at Junior's body language on that swing and a miss. lot of frustration there for Junior. His third swinging strike at Danny Bautista Jr. now 90 feet away, but the Lugnuts are one out away from defeat.
Yeah, he's just he's going through a slump right now, and he's going to have to break out of it.
So the batter's Jack Winkler. And the pitch to Jack. Fooled, went around too far, and the breaking ball away. Strike one. Interesting thing here is, I wonder if they could have given Danny Bautista Jr. defensive indifference. Instead, credited with his second steal. The Loons virtually ignored him going into third. And 0-1 from Hobbs. Righty to right. Going away. Remember Hobbs's command issues. Jack Winkler leads the Lugnuts in walks. And if he reaches, C.J. Rodriguez would come up as the game-tying run.
That's always the goal, right? You're down in the ninth, get that tying run to the plate.
The 1-1, up high to Winkler for ball two.
C.J. went deep yesterday too, Jesse.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Winkler's 1-for-3 with a single. Can they extend the game for C.J. Rodriguez? Hobbs' pitch, way outside. And the count is 3-1. Well, the Lugnuts have not drawn a walk in the game. Bautista Jr. at third, 2 outs. Down 4-1 in the ninth. The set, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Fernandez backhands from the shortstop side, the double clutch, and the throw is late. Winkler beats out the RBI infield single, plating Bautista Jr. And the Lugnuts are down 4-2.
That's great stuff right there by Jack. Knew he was going to get something good to hit. 3-1, got enough on it up the middle. Difficult play for Fernandez. Beats it out. And here we go. Trying to get the tying run to the plate, and the Nuts able to do it in this ninth inning.
Loon's bullpen is quiet. This game is in the hands of Michael Hobbs. Lugnuts trail by 2 in the ninth, 2 outs. The pitch to Rodriguez. Fouled away over the netting on the right side. Fastball for strike one at 96. Rodriguez today is 0-for-3. Two flyouts to center, one fielder's choice hit to short. Yesterday, 2 hits, 3 RBIs. A strike one toss from Hobbs. Hit in the air out to right field. Aleem comes in to his right. He's there. He's got the catch. And this ball game is over. The Loons hang on. Your final score, Great Lakes 4-2. For the Lugnuts in the ninth inning, 1 run on 2 hits, 1 runner stranded. So the Loons win the first 2 games of the series. The Lugnuts win the next 2. The Loons win today, and 1 more game remains. Tomorrow at 1.05 p.m., Mitch Myers against the lefty Justin Robleski.
Yeah, you just said it. I mean, it's been a great series. Tip your cap to the Loons today. They pitched it really well. And Lugnuts gave great effort, scored 2 runs in the 8th and the 9th, but not enough. And great to see Mitch Myers. He got hit in the head the last time out, goes on the IL for a short stint, and he'll get a chance to come back out and pitch tomorrow, and then we head home.
Looking forward to that. Lugnuts captains, 4th of July, Independence Day, at Lansing's Jackson Field. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. We will see you on Tuesday back home at 7.05 p.m. As far as today goes, final thoughts.
Good battle today. I really like the way that Yoelvis Del Rosario competed. He gave Lansing a chance to win. Unfortunately, I just couldn't get the run support from him, but he'll take losing the first 2 games of the series and having a chance to finish up with a split tomorrow.
The game unofficially was played in relatively brisk time for the Great Lakes Loons. 2 hours and 11 minutes. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. Falling to 3-5, 34-39 overall. For the Loons, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They improved to 4-4, 49-24. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. That'll do it for us. Here's wishing you well from Midland, Michigan. Lugnuts fall to the Loons 4-2. Have a terrific rest of your Sunday from Dow Diamond, and go Nuts!